Blog Talk Radio.
Radio has changed our lives and possibly saved our lives.
Everybody, welcome to another episode of the First Ladies edition of Real Talk with Jacob Green. As usually, I am your host, the man they call Jacob Green. And once again, folks, I want to thank you for tuning in with me. And before I get started on this episode, I want to remind everybody to please spread the word around about Real Talk through social media. Their networks, forums, blogs, spread around like wildfire. And let everybody know that Real Talk is in session, baby. Woo! Tonight's episode of First Ladies Edition is going to be about Nancy Reagan. That's right. Tonight's episode will be dedicated to a documentary from the PBS Broadcasting Service. A documentary known as Nancy Reagan, The Role of a Lifetime. Now, this is a documentary that features, is dedicated to one of the former first ladies, Nancy Reagan, wife of President Ronald Reagan, a president who made America great, all right, who stood up against communists. Oh, and if you hear the dogs, sorry about that. As usual, family life goes, but even Nancy Reagan herself and the first ladies have to deal with family issues. So, no worries. Just don't mind that. Anyways, if some of you are wondering about the last episode, I mean, this, to some extent, is going well, but I had those true troll calls lately. And in case you didn't hear what the ability is of to conduct political analysis, I was mentioning critical thinking. But for some reason, that this is like, that some parts of the broadcast are just cut off by default. But if you know what it is, then don't worry about it. I just want to remind you, because some people are asking me questions, all right? Now, about the first ladies, and of course, that I have to say that they're pretty much powerful figures. They're kind of like the princesses of Equestria. They have families. And they have pretty much a place of residence where they would congregate. And, it's pretty much like the White House, except that the princesses live in a castle. Obviously, they're rich and they're very powerful. First ladies with their husbands tend to be in a family that is like that. Except that they're in a democracy while the princesses live in a quote-unquote oligarchy, and the parliament and the Democratic Socialist local government of mayor. Because I know some of you who are listening to this broadcast are bronies, and you like a little MLP references, so I have to give that out, all right? You could compare the first ladies to the, princesses of Equestria to a certain degree. There's some similarities, I suppose, differences. But not to get off sidetrack, but let's devote the rest of the broadcast to Nancy Reagan. She's kind of the first lady that happened to have an impact on old Ronnie Reagan's presidency. All right? I mean, I like her because not because of, you know, the beauty that she showcased to the American people, but she helps out Reagan whenever he needs her the most. Hold on a second. They have to make sure the dogs are quiet so that neighbors won't wake up for one thing, and so this broadcast will not be disrupted. Now, let's get back on track here, all right? Now, the First Ladies is that topic that captivates interest in anyone who wants to learn about the female partners of American presidents. And like I said in the last broadcast, they have an important role to play in American society, as gender does not have to limit them from making an impact. Various sources tell a story about it, and documentaries are an example of the source, which includes some about Nancy Reagan. And one documentary that I mentioned is The Role of a Lifetime. It's basically a biography in which it takes viewers on a journey from the time of Nancy Reagan's childhood to the first lady that she came to be known as. And it goes on and on until the time that Reagan suffered Alzheimer's, and that was before her death, you know. It's sad that we lost Nancy Reagan, but at least she's with her husband. Anyways, I chose that documentary, you know, to review on the basis of learning about first ladies and their roles. I do want to understand Nancy Reagan better than what I have originally been taught about her. People with different political affiliations, like conservatives, liberals, will likely exhibit their based on their views. And as a political independent myself, I would view them based primarily on the facts, logic, and statistics. Even though I lean conservative with a populist streak, it would not hurt me to go beyond my political preference to learn more about the topic of first ladies. I don't have a problem with that. I hope to learn that first ladies are more than just hosts for White House events and companions for their husbands. Now, they can also be participants in the American Constitutional Republic. Now, their job is not 100% static as, well, despite having the same responsibilities and duties, they have to adapt to a different circumstance. There is more to first ladies than just from reading about. Now, what I've learned about Nancy Reagan from the documentary I watched, and keep in mind, this was released in 2011, which is 6 years ago, on February 11th. And that was the broadcast on every public broadcasting service channel to exhibit significance of the First Lady in the 80s. And she also had an influence in California when she was First Lady and California governorship. Back then, in the late 60s, her husband was governor of California. Good old Ronald Reagan. Used to be a Democrat, but he's now known as a Republican. Anyways, I learned that Nancy Reagan is caring in her leadership style as First Lady. And let me explain why. She remained conservative in her role as First Lady in the face of a changing reality. But at the same time, she managed to make room for understanding anyone other than a conservative. That includes liberals. You know, the people who tend to, you know, the social justice warriors, these are the people that criticize Republicans and conservatives, all this and that. And the double standard upholding people is what I would call them. But that doesn't sound too objective on my part, because the conservatives themselves, they stick to tradition too, and some of them could get out of line too with the KKK. But most conservatives I know are very nice people, and they're reasonable. I don't know a lot of liberals who are reasonable either. At least JFK is one of the good Democrats that I've known, right? Now, during the tenure of Governor Reagan in California, Nancy was upset as it related to what writer Bob Colicello referred to as cartoons of the governor. That she cared for her husband throughout their relationship, all right? She did appreciate all the support her husband's followers gave to him and her, yet she flipped out whenever someone makes fun of her husband. However, by the time she moved to the White House, she poked fun at herself. Later on, when her husband suffered from Alzheimer's, despite the public ignorance of this serious psychological condition, Nancy had stood by him every step of the way. In fact, she publicly discussed about Alzheimer's and how serious it is. Man, she's got like the heart of gold, I tell you what. And that evidence was supported by the, although I'm getting ahead of myself here, but a combination of primary and secondary sources, like books, diaries, memoirs, all this, plus video clips, newspaper articles. They're used to back up claims made by narrator Judy Woodruff. Of all, I learned that Nancy Reagan is smart in the fact that she knew what to do when solving America's problems within and beyond its borders. She observed the behavior of her husband and others around him in order to figure out what had to be done. You know, during the presidency of Ronald Reagan, Nancy emphasized peace concerning how her husband handled relations with the Soviet Union. However, she managed to prevent World War III by bringing together government officials from different ideologies together. Nancy made an important point by stating the following quote, "These two countries had to understand each other." Darn right they had to, just like Equestria and Saudi Arabia had to understand each other in order to make peace. President Reagan did not disagree with his wife on the solution to the ongoing tensions between the two superpowers. And the former's meeting with the Soviet official led to the departure of NSA, or National Security Advisor. National Security Advisory, yeah. Advisor William Clark left as he lost the debate over Soviet policy. Let me tell you something, if it was not for her involvement, then a violent confrontation between the U.S. and the USSR would have happened. Thus, we would have had a nuclear war. And nobody wants that in this day and age. And finally, I've learned that Nancy Reagan is a politically active first lady. She conducted advocacy with passion since her time in the entertainment industry. As it turns out, narrator Judy Woodruff described Nancy as shrewd, politically savvy, a force to be reckoned with. Her political beginnings date back to at least during the early years of the post-war era. Back then, Hollywood is embroiled in anti-communist fervor. This concerned Nancy, as she may or may not have any views condoning communism in any way. Remember the good old McCarthy years? Yeah, that's what it is. Hollywood back then was like a conservative haven. They're willing to get rid of any communists that they may find. Blacklist them. Later on, Nancy met Ronald Reagan, the actor, and spent some time with him in order to get to know him. While not a liberal in most issues, she was increasingly conservative, and Nancy begins building relationships with the wives of wealthy Republican businessmen. Relationships are crucial to build a network of like-minded people when accomplishing goals like running a presidential campaign. Nancy also had to balance out the political composition of her husband's administration, as corruption from within can ruin his reputation as he dealt with the ongoing Iran-Contra scandal. Power in her hands, she was able to prevent the prosecution of him for any wrongdoing while he dealt with the scandal, which involved Contras receiving drug money from the drug cartels, the CIA. You know, because the United States was not allowed to fund the Contras by Boland Amendment. So the Iranians and the Americans, U.S. government and Iran had to make a deal to sell weapons for money so the U.S. can give to the Contras behind American people's backs. I mean, don't get me wrong, that was a genius move on the part of our government. But once that scandal broke out, once people began to realize what had been done, boy, Reagan did not know about it, but it could have ruined his reputation had Nancy not done something. Anyways, she was also to prevent prosecution of him while he dealt with Mikhail Gorbachev, leader of the Soviet Union back in the 80s, right? Now, what I've learned about first ladies in general is that they're more than just wives of powerful figureheads. I don't see any of the princesses of Equestria having their male equivalents to serve as first gentlecolts, like, shining armors with Princess Cadence, but that's besides the point. They are people capable of making their own decisions and influencing the public through their words and actions. Issues they participate in include, but not limited to, education, health care, and gender equality. Nancy Reagan serves as an illustrative example, as she was involved in a number of charitable causes, most of which enjoy media coverage. Now, according to Woodruff, she also has special projects. Her projects include care for wounded veterans and her anti-drug campaign called Just Say No. Despite criticism from the political left for not being like her predecessors, Nancy was a conservative person who was inclined to care about people. Doesn't that sound like the, you know, the main sense of My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, where they just care about the number of causes? That includes caring for the poor and assisting orphans, feeding people who are starving, ponies who are starving, in case of Equestria. Education, teaching, you know. I mean, those are a number of good causes to participate in. Now, sources used to back up these statements and claims made by the documentary consists of a mixture of primary and secondary sources. Memoirs and web pages are also used to reinforce the notion that these sources can be accessed, even if a person is not able to do that in person. This is what I was talking about, that government documents and books, and you can even find lecture notes in some universities or the websites, you know, talking about this stuff. Pictures and footage used to explain include the picture of an old governor's mansion in California. That particular example is used to illustrate how much she wanted to live in a nice building. In addition, throughout the documentary, quotes are uttered to viewers to give them an idea of who said what and in what context. Nancy Reagan, the role of a lifetime, was aimed at focusing on the life of a former first lady. It was in the middle of the 20th century as it progressed from the 1920s to 2009. After World War II, the political atmosphere is anti-communist because Americans did not want to surrender their freedoms and sovereignty in exchange for government control of their lives. Nancy Reagan shared her husband's vision of a world with freedom, yet did not want a world war started over its implementation. She also advocated on various issues in a domestic front. The PBS documentary serves, as I already stated, a biography. Everyone who knew Nancy Reagan offered their thoughts about her and how she impacted the lives of people within the United States. And you see, folks, that she's not just another first lady, and she's one of the unique ones out there. She's one of a kind, to say the least. Yep, she established things that not every first lady can do. Like, you know, just because you're a conservative, that doesn't mean you're like, you know, some, you know, the crap-kicking, can-kicking, you know, hillbilly or something. No. Not that kind of conservative. seriously, man, who can be like a rational person and be political? Anybody can. Nancy Reagan just proved that point. Different sources, including documentaries, put together a story about first ladies of the United States. That documentary, which is the subject of tonight's broadcast, through a series of quotes, illustrations, and video clips, laid out the story of Nancy Reagan from her humble beginnings to her role as first lady when her husband ruled over the United States as president and beyond. If anyone seeks out an example of a first lady who undertook various projects while remaining traditional, Nancy would be that person. Unfortunately, not everyone will like her for being herself. But after Ronald Reagan's presidency and her death, she will always have fans. I thought that was a neat documentary when I first watched it. And you know, some folks, this is why I've seen a documentary, and as far as YouTube goes, I found 4 clips that consist of 15 minutes, roughly, 15 minutes each for 4 parts of the same documentary. You can also view 2 episodes through a PBS website, pbs.org. Look for Nancy Reagan, Role of a Lifetime, or Google it. You'll find it there as well as the YouTube search. It's going to take some work to get to that. But just to save time and money, time and energy to do this, I might as well look up YouTube searches so that you can read the documentary yourself. And of course, you don't have to be detailed in what you think about Nancy Reagan. Since we got 4 callers on the queue, it would be a good time for me to ask you the simple question. What do you think about Nancy Reagan? Or what do you think about the first ladies in general? I mean, either question would be fine. I just want y'all to give me your insight as to the first ladies of the White House, or particularly Nancy Reagan and her documentary. Let's take some callers, shall we? And if you want to call in to offer your insights, call in through the following number, 347-855-8578. That's 347-855-8578. And let's go ahead and take up callers, shall we? We got E62, you're on the air.
I'm looking for a guy named Thomas Alban. Can you join? I'm trying to look for him, Baby Bun, since I want to go to FurryCon with you, and Nancy Reagan corpse isn't in there, so I want
to... Ah, dang, is this... Oh, man, that's not appropriate. Leave Thomas Alban alone, okay? He had enough crap to deal with, all right? I mean, really, now. I mean, this is not relevant, Thomas Alban. I mean, you mentioning Nancy Reagan's corpse? I mean, what kind of a person are you for talking like that? Oh, that's right. Internet butt stalkers. Oh, man. As you can see, folks, I'm starting to understand why Ghost, the true capitalist radio, would say, when you go interactive with these people, you'll encounter these cyber vermin, a.k.a. trolls. If anybody's going to troll me like this, I mean, I'm just going to have to try ignore. I'm not kidding around. That's the best thing anybody can do. And hold on a second. Oh, jeez. Templeton and his friends are barking so loud. Hold on, folks. I gotta deal with this. Hey, quiet out there. Knock it off. Oh, Christ. No. No! Oh, I'm sorry. Oh my gosh. I'll be right back, folks. Hey, engineer, can you play some music while I take care of this? All right, folks, I'm going to be right back. Throw in some music. Soda Battles. Okay, play that. Shine off, engineer. Shine it off. Oh, I'm back, folks. I'm sorry this happened. I don't know what's going on in the nick of the woods here from my neighbors. It turns out, if I tapped on a wall, then they'll also think that I'm causing a ruckus here. So, but the dogs are calm now. Templeton and his friends are calm. So, no worries. Okay, nothing to worry about. Now, let's get back to the show, shall we? Then we were talking about how first ladies, you know, operate Reagan. Oh, yeah, we got a future show in the house. Hey, what's going on, a future show? Got a shout out here. Wow, that's really good. Yeah. Anyway, so let's get to the calls. Like, again, two questions are, what's your, favorite first lady? Well, that's a previous question here. Hey, nothing much, future show. How about you? He's saying what's up. I was talking about the Nancy Reagan documentary, and, I get a lot of, you know, actually I got four callers on the queue, so, I already picked up on that internet butt stalker who trolled about Nancy Reagan, and I don't appreciate that. Speaking of callers, let's go to 111. You're on the air.
Let me clarify something for you, Chris. I don't think of myself as a king. No, I am a god, and even kings bow to gods.
Well, actually, the God of the Bible is the one to be worshipped. If you're saying that you're a god yourself, then you're basically idolizing yourself. I mean, sure, kings bow down to deities who are more powerful than they are. Even Ronald Reagan is, you know, God-fearing, you know. He's a patriot to his country. And Nancy Reagan also obeys God, so, and you could bet they're pretty much in heaven, as we speak, you know, since their deaths. Anyways, we got another 111. You're on the air.
I love little girls. They make me feel so good. I love little girls.
No. Jeez, Christ. I'm on it. You know what? Hang up on these callers, engineer. I mean, if you have to, let's just hang them up. Now, we're about to be in the after show, and thank you, a future show. I'm glad you pointed that out. That call sucked, all right? It sucked the chrome of the 57 Chevy bumper, all right? You see, and I'm glad that there are people who cared about, you know, this show, and including that Real Talk segment of the Eddie Hinkle Network. So, we're in the after show, and, of course, we can keep taking calls. Now, I know I said this before on the last episode. We can also call this Radio Graffiti. It's because of the trolls that keep calling up here. I know this sounds like the thing of True Capitalist Radio. but we can call this internet vandalism to avoid charges of ripping off. Yeah. I said it was 862, not 362. Yeah, there was a glitch. Okay. Thank you. Anyways, since I already picked up on 111s, let's see if there's any decent responses to the questions posed. Like, what do you think about First Lady and or Nancy Reagan, plus her documentary? This isn't a tough question. It just involves people thinking. Now, what else we got here? 863, you're on the air.
Jacob, it's Shower Guy. Come in my shower. We'll have a three-way with Peter the Penguin. It would be totally legit. Oh, my.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Well, wait a second. This is Tyson Rocket, isn't it? Oh, man. Somebody told me you were that shower guy. Oh, man. Oh, my gosh. That's good. Even though it is risque, it's inappropriate. But I never want to shower with Peter the Penguin. No, no. Nor with anybody. I mean, I shower by myself a lot, okay? I just like this kind of privacy, all right? Now, arguably, if I have a girlfriend or wife willing to be able to shower with me, I mean, that's just between me and her at this point, all right? It's not like everybody cares. Just like not everybody cares whether Hillary Clinton was to divorce Bill Clinton. I doubt something like that would occur. But it is possible. Now, well, I'm glad that you're back in 111 instead of some random number. Yeah, call screen is what will enable the trolls to get random numbers and call through them. Yeah, I've been listening to some of the previous segments in True Capitalist Radio before the return arc of the series. Yeah, I'm glad. I mean, what can I say? Anyways, not a lot of good calls out there, man. Of course, I alluded to the fact this First Lady subject is going to be a multidisciplinary lecture series for Real Talk. The point I was trying to get across is that I want to spread knowledge of that to everyone, not just in the United States, but throughout the world. And it's because I get international listeners, too, like those from Japan, Canada, Norway, Sweden, Latvia. Oddly enough, we also get Kuwait listener, too. Man. It's because we, Eddie Hinkle and I looked through the demographics here, and this show is mostly dedicated to, like, people that are young to, like, middle age and the rest of senior citizens, and we don't get a lot of callers or listeners who are just, like, 18 or under. It's just mostly shows. So, now, I'll just try to keep some things clean, or most things clean, because I mean, I'm broadcasting, like, for even college students who are listening to it. That's why I'm very passionate about this. So, the least that anybody can do for this show is to show some respect. You know what I'm saying? I mean, my colleagues have given me plenty of respect since I went to college at UACCB. And for those of you wondering, it's University of Arkansas Community College of Batesville. And of course, I have studied at University of Arkansas, Little Rock, transferred there as an online student. So, this gives me an idea, like a spread knowledge, since I pretty much solidify myself as a scholar in terms of grades and GPA. But anyway, let's not get off sidetrack here. I mean, we got 10 minutes left in the after show. Plenty of time for more calls. And let me tell you something. If the calls stink for any reason, there's a reason that I can just get out early. I don't know when I'm going to get out early of this show, but I have to keep my eye on various factors in order to make an informed decision. But in the meantime, since I already discussed what I needed to discuss, plus the intent of the documentary, nothing politically adverse about the documentary. It's just a PBS, it tends to be a reliable source when you study things like about astronomy. And, it used to have, kid shows like Thomas the Tank Engine and all that when I was growing up. Yeah. And, of course, there's so much quality programming in my head. It just makes me think, Anyways, let's get to the callers that are left on the queue. Let's see. 862, you're on the air. What do you think about Nancy Reagan?
Oh, Jacob. Let's have a freeway with shower guy. It'll be so hot. Then we have orgy in there in the bathtub.
Oh, daggum it. Look. No. No, thank you. Jeez. I respectfully decline your invitation to be in your bathtub, alright? Let me tell you something, folks. In case you're wondering about Nancy Reagan, did you know that, not to get into that kind of stuff, but did you know that when she meets with people, she sometimes meets in a bathtub, not in a way you're suggesting or thinking, but it's because business or the social mingling, not anything kinky or anything. And that's coming from the same documentary I alluded to in this broadcast, all right? Anyways, we got 111, you're on the air. What do you think about Nancy Reagan?
Well, hello.
Hello?
Oh, see you, baby. If you're into the kinky stuff, just the miracle of life in sticky, gooey, liquid form, baby. You got seeds.
Get him off, engineer. Get him off. Tell this is a soundboard splice. This is a soundboard, for Christ's sake. What is this? What is this? If this is how you're telling the first ladies, then you're some kind of pervert, all right? Then again, it's a soundboard. Good golly. What else we got here? 111, you're on the air. What do you think about Nancy Reagan?
Number nine large, a dip with extra dip, two number nines, a number seven, 45 large, cheese, one with cheese, and a large soap. A number six with extra number seven.
Okay, we get it. You're playing that bait smote scene from Grand Theft Auto San Andreas game. We get it. It doesn't surprise me, all right? Oh, my gosh. You know what? This reminds me of something. I never thought of this. But if any former president was to work at a restaurant like Bill Clinton at Kentucky Fried Chicken, let's just say that Bates Smotes make the same order. Boy, President Clinton might laugh if he's familiar with the game itself. GTA San Andreas. Good golly, it would make anybody's day, especially that of the paparazzi. Oh, my gosh. Now, for those of you are wondering, I'm just thinking out loud here, but let's get back to the calls. 863, you're in the air. What do you think about Nancy Reagan?
Hello there, Jacob. It's Skeletor. I am double-dipping He-Man's asshole. delicious.
Ugh, disgusting. Oh, jeez. You know what? I'll give Skeletor slack since he's pretty much an antagonist in the He-Man series. I didn't know he could have this disgusting fantasy with He-Man. But then again, since the 80s, when more is exposed on the internet, it doesn't really surprise you that much. I mean, skeleton out of a closet. Woo! Oh, man, Tyson Rocket, that was a good that's a good impression of Skeletor. I've heard Will Wheaton scene with Skeletor make an appearance. I thought the voice was uncanny, all right? Even though the video clips happen to be from the 80s show of the same name, He-Man and Masters of the Universe. Good old 80s, man. The Reagan era. Yeah, Skeletor, you know, that's gross, man. He-Man would not tolerate that crap. I mean, muscle-bounded. Ugh. Anyway, yeah. We got 862. You're on the air.
Oh, hey, Jacob, when you die, can I piss in your grave so it can be remembered by myself about your butt-stocking topics and my butt-stocking topics? I want to go around and slap you in the face. It'll be so kinky and hot.
Oh, jeez, man. Ah, you see what I'm talking about? Do you see this is what I'm talking about, folks? This is an internet butt-stocker. I mean, he's calling up, you know, fruiting up, like, according to Ghost. He makes those statements, which are obviously gross. Come on, man, wash your mouth out. Kids here listening to the broadcast. That's the minority of listeners out there. I mean, the teenagers also listen to this. Plus, I mean, come on, more adults are listening to this. Seriously, watch your language, man. This is open to the public, for Christ's sake. Anyways, we got 111. You're on the air. 111, are you there?
Hello.
Hello.
Anybody there?
I'm here.
All right. I don't know what to
All
say.
Right.
What's it going to be?
Well, you're the one who called me. So what?
I hope you're built sturdy, you crazy broad.
You know what? I know it's a soundboard. Get him off in here. Get him off, for Christ's sake, man. Jeez. It's this guy who's apparently wanting to say something to a woman, but he doesn't have much confidence to do so. I mean, jeez, man. At least Ronald Reagan had confidence when he talked to Nancy Reagan several times in their lives. I mean, what's a man without confidence, huh? Anyways, we got another 111. You're on the air. But you know what? Just forget. I mean, we're out of time anyways. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to this broadcast. Serious callers, trolls, all people who tune in to listen to this broadcast. Be sure to tune in for more episodes. I may or may not do a broadcast by this Friday, but stay tuned for more episodes of First Lady's segment of Real Talk with JM Green. Same place, same time, 10 p.m. to 10:45 p.m. Central Standard Time. And I'll see y'all tomorrow. I'll tune in tomorrow, and y'all tune in also. Just same number to call, and don't stay too hard if you stand up the first ladies. Good night, everybody, and that's basically it. You know, good night, everybody, and have a pleasant evening.